viewing in Dearmouth. I'm the European Union called Sunday for a halt to fighting between Armenian and Azerbaijani separatists over the Nagorno-Karabakh region and an immediate return to negotiations. The worst clashes since 2016 broke out Sunday between arch foes Azerbaijan and Armenia, which have been locked for decades in a territorial dispute over the Armenia-backed breakaway region. European Council President Charles Michel tweeted Sunday that military action must stop to prevent further escalation. A major conflict between Azerbaijan and Armenia could draw in top regional players, Russia and Turkey. The conflict over the enclave has been fueling regional tensions for 30 years. Ethnic Armenian separatists seized the region from Baku in a 1990s war that claimed 30,000 lives. Since then, the Azerbaijani authorities have sought to regain control of it. Peace talks have largely been stalled since a 1994 ceasefire agreement. The last big push for a peace deal collapsed in 2010. And Swiss voters appear to have accepted the introduction of paid paternity leave for the first time, allowing new fathers to take 2 weeks off after the birth of their child. This is what early projections showed on Sunday. A full 61% of Swiss voters were seen voting in favor of a two-week paternity leave in this wealthy Alpine country, long considered quite traditional in terms of family models and gender roles. And U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday the Senate will easily confirm his Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, before the election, despite furious Democratic opposition to his bid to steer the court rightward for years to come. If confirmed, Barrett would replace the recently deceased liberal justice, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com.